The biblical readings you've heard this morning are those set for the fifth Sunday after Trinity, as the Church of England rather prosaically calls this Sunday. But I think they are equally appropriate for doing what I want to do in part this morning, which is marking St. Cyril and Methodius' day and remembering Jan Hus. The average Czech response, and forgive me because I noticed there are several Czechs in the congregation this morning, to the way these two days that come together, how people react to them, is that they are a good excuse for a long weekend in the Hatter or the Chalupa. Many people have left Prague because Monday is not a public holiday and therefore can have a long weekend. And sometimes when they fall in the middle of the week or on a Monday and Tuesday or a Thursday and the Friday, people quietly take the whole week off. And I've certainly noticed living out in Podbaba how quiet it is that week, the lack of traffic and the lack of people about, because it's not a tourist area unlike the centre of the city. The more official position, of course, in response to why these 2 days are kept as public holidays, is that both Cyril and Methodius and Jan Hus are seen as cultural heroes, particularly as Czech culture so much is tied to the Czech language. For those who don't know, Cyril and Methodius came from Thessaloniki or Salonika in northern Greece to bring the gospel to the Slavic people. And discovering they didn't understand Greek or Latin, they sought to make a written form of the Slavic language, created an alphabet to do so, the Glagolitic alphabet, which is a precursor to the Cyrillic alphabet, in which Russian and other Slavic languages are written, though thankfully not Czech. That language is known as Old Church Slavonic and is still used in some Orthodox churches. And therefore, they are seen as the fathers of the culture of the language. Likewise, of course, Jan Hus preached and wrote in Czech, he did write in Latin as well, but he preached in Czech so that the people could understand. But of course, first and foremost, as I've in part explained, both Cyril and Methodius and Jan Hus were Christian men of faith. And thinking about them, I note 3 things about them, which we also find in the scriptures that we've heard read today. And so that's what I want to focus on from the scripture as we remember these 3 great men of faith. All 3 were obedient to God's call. What we had, of course, from the book of the prophet Ezekiel was God's call, part of God's call to Ezekiel. God says to Ezekiel, I'm sending you to the people of Israel. And it's not an easy task. Notice what they are described as being, a rebellious house. Likewise, in our gospel reading, Jesus says to the 12, off you go, 2 by 2. Go preaching, calling people to repentance, heal the sick, and don't take a big supporting caravan behind you. Notice how little they were to take with them. Quite a challenge, I'm sure Ezekiel felt it, and certainly the 12 did. But if you think back to Cyril and Methodius, they sought to bring the Christian faith to the Slavic people. Hus had a call to preach and to teach the people. And all 3 of them, along with Ezekiel and along with their disciples, responded to that call of God. So on this rather warm, sticky morning, though it's cooler in here than it is outside, I'm pleased to say, I ask you and I ask myself, are you, am I, listening today for God's call? To hear something through worship, through the reading of scripture, maybe a line from the hymn that jumps out at you and says something. I ask the wider St. Clement's congregation whether we are listening for God's call on our lives, on our witness here to English speakers in the centre of Prague and the wider Czech Republic. I also would ask the question, do we want to hear God's call? We're often afraid of it. Ezekiel, I think, was a bit of a reluctant prophet, didn't want to do, and some of the other prophets were the same. And the obvious question, if we hear God's call on our lives, are we willing to respond to it? Yes, we celebrate that Cyril and Methodius and Jan Hus were obedient to God's call after the example of both the prophet Ezekiel and those first disciples. Secondly, are we people who believe, who have faith? For certainly that is what we're speaking of here. Our gospel reading in context follows on directly from last week's gospel reading, for those of you who are here, or another church that uses the Revised Common Lectionary, where we had the daughter of Jairus being raised to the dead, and the woman suffering from hemorrhages healed. In the face of both Jairus and the woman, as I was only preaching last week, their faith was expressed in different ways, but honoured by Jesus. And that story comes immediately before Jesus goes to Nazareth, his hometown, and I'm sure it's what Mark wants to bring out, is contrasted with the lack of faith of the people in Nazareth. They couldn't believe that God was at work through Jesus because they knew about his human background. You'll see the family details that are given there. Isn't this the carpenter? And mentioning his brothers by name and just his sisters without a name. The same problem as with Jairus gets a name and the woman doesn't that I mentioned last week. Yes, a prophet is without honour. But in contrast, the disciples go out two by two in response to Jesus' challenge, an act of faith and an act of obedience to Jesus' call, in contrast to the people in Nazareth. If we look to the saints and want to follow their example, Cyril and Methodius answered the call of God on their lives to share the faith. And finding no written language, no scripture the people could read or understand, and no liturgy, they set about to change that. Jan Hus faithfully proclaimed God's word, challenged those in authority where he rightly believed they were wrong. What about us, and so often our lack of faith, a little bit like the people in Nazareth? Our unwillingness to believe that God could do something through me or through you, through us. God couldn't possibly do that, could he? Or through St. Clement's. But, no, we are called to believe. Maybe we should, not maybe, we should pray to God to increase our faith, as I'm sure Cyril and Methodius and Jan Hus would have prayed themselves. Yes, stepping out in faith in contrast to those who would not believe. And thirdly, of course, is that the obedience to God's call, doing that, can be costly. If you read the story of Ezekiel, he was given a pretty hard time, as were many of the Old Testament prophets. The disciples had limited supplies, had to rely on God. If I can refer briefly to the intervening reading from 2 Corinthians, St. Paul was responding to criticism from people he had helped bring to faith, suggesting the Corinthian church were, or some of them, that he was doing preaching the gospel for wrong motives. And of course he speaks of suffering from his thorn in the flesh. Obedience to God's call can be costly. If you look at the life of Cyril and Methodius, the amazing long journeys that they did without access to EasyJet or Wizz Air, travelled from Greece to Slavic lands, they also went to Rome. Amazing journeys. And of course, Jan Hus himself, as will be remembered on the 600th anniversary tomorrow, paid the ultimate cost of his obedience to God's call. And as we prayed in the collect, that we might follow him who had the courage to die for his faith. For God's power can often be shown through what may appear to be our human weakness, which is, I'm sure, what St. Paul is saying at the end of that part of 2 Corinthians. So this morning, may we celebrate the lives of Cyril and Methodius and Jan Hus, and learn from their example, which is why we remember saints in the life of the church. May we hear, and before that, be listening for God's call to us individually and corporately. May we be a people of faith who believe in what God can do in and through us. And in doing so, be willing to accept that it may be costly. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.